I sell real estate for a living. I will tell you that I had a buyer come and look at a home in Greendale that abuts to River Parkway that normally would sell in probably 2 weeks at most. I had the buyer come there 3 times. The last time that I showed the house, it was 7:30 at night when the rock had all the lights on. My buyer simply walked away and said, "We'll call you in the morning." I did talk to them the following day, and they said, "While we love the home, we will not be subject to this. We do not know what's going to happen in the future." That is just one property that is prime real estate in Greendale that is still on the market that should have sold. I will tell you, by putting this facility here, values will go down. As another example, there was a home on Hill Park Court that abuts to 76th Street. The realtor there sold it very, very early spring because they didn't want them to know what really goes on in the summertime. And they had to take a substantial loss for a home of that size. It should have probably sold for $30,000 more. Now, these are just a couple of the examples that I'm going to speak to you about. There are a lot of homes in Stonehenge and the surrounding areas. They will lose their value. When you lose their value, are these people going to come and then want to be reassessed? Are their taxes then going to go down? Are you going to lose tax dollars? Probably. I ask your consideration, not only as a member for Greendale, but for the people that live in Franklin and the values and your tax base.
Ms. Simonson, where is Hill Valley Court?
It's in Greendale.
Thank you. Coming the long way?
Yes, sir. Matt Sobosinski, 8750 West Hawthorne Court. I support the other residents and what they've been saying here. We have been way too tolerant with the noise and the complaints that have been going on at the Rock. I've been too tolerant. That's my backyard. I have chainsaws going off till midnight. I have 4 kids right now. I have a 5th kid on the way in December. It has not stopped. We've been told this last year. Can I ask a question real quick? Has there been there's no proposal yet from the Rock, from Mike?
No, nothing for him.
Okay. From what I've read so far in the news, there hasn't been any big changes as far as, you know, he's expecting TIF to pay for something that his dream is. Guys, I think he can do this on his own. I don't think we have to be stupid enough to pay for it. Mayor Olson, Ms. Alderman Mayor, you guys listened to us last time. You guys were in support. You guys voted it down. I don't know how a proposal could come to you guys again that would make this something to be successful for Franklin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Who else?
I'm Kristen Zelansky, 7315 South Stonehenge Drive. I'm the one who emails you guys, so thank you for taking the time to read all the emails. So I know you know a lot of my concerns, but something I was sitting here thinking while the other people were speaking, not only is that I agree with the things said, except for you, sorry, but everybody else, is that Franklin's better than this. I come from the South Side. I love the South Side. My whole family's between Oak Creek and Franklin. Everybody wants to live in Franklin or Greenfield, Greendale area. It's the place to be. I feel like people, I mean, the room is filled with doctors and attorneys and people from all different trades that came here because it was their choice to come here. We have Fortune 100 company like Northwestern Mutual, which is a huge deal and brought a lot of talent and people with, maybe some more expendable money to the area. We have Kayla's crew. Thank you very much for the people who supported that. We have a lot of good things going in Franklin. And to me personally, one of the good things about Franklin is that I can live there, but it's okay to also go to the surrounding communities and support the surrounding communities too. I like that I'm between Highway 100 and 76, and I can go to Oak Creek, and they can come to us as well. I feel like it doesn't have to be us versus them all the time. That being said, I am also for development, as I had said in my email to you, but I think like the other people have said, just to echo that, having it done in the right location would be good. We're better than a landfill. Guys, everyone says, oh, the landfill, you know, the methane, are you really going to do that all for this baseball park? And the studies that I've sent you showed that these independent baseball teams usually last about 4 years. For example, the Lakeshore Chinooks, I was talking to people at work and in the area to say, you know, have you ever gone to a game? Do you know who they are? And most people said, I have no idea. People who are really into baseball maybe knew, but still usually hadn't gone to a game. If you won't drive 30 minutes or so to go to a Chinooks game, why would you go to one here? And I feel like the neighborhoods here are so upset about it all that you're not going to get their money. So I just think those are some things to take into consideration. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. I know your kids had fun at the park.
Yeah, it was really good. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, Jill, please. I'm sorry, Judy. My apologies.
I'm Judy Mills, and I haven't moved since the last time I was here.
That was pretty good.
I just wanted to mention that I agree with everything everybody has said. Except because I don't think
Ms. Mills, please address us.
I'm sorry.
Let's not do sideways things.
But I think that part of the problem is I've lived here for almost 30 years, and in that time, I know that you've paid a lot of money for. I think you've been on 3 master plans, maybe 4, but I know 3 for sure since I've been here. And you keep changing the master plan. So if somebody moves in here, and I know when I bought my property, I actually came to City Hall to find out. I thought I was finding out what the master plan was forever. I didn't realize it would be changing every, 6 months. But that I found out what everything was zoned for, because I didn't want to buy a property and find out that they were going to put up a filling station next door. And so I got all the zoning, I did my due diligence, and built a house, and then all of a sudden somebody wants to put a pick and save, that was supposed to be where pick and save and whatnot is, those are supposed to be 2-family homes in there. And so zoning was changed, and where the church is on 76th Street, zoning was changed, and I think people, when they think something is going to be one way, and then all of a sudden things are being changed constantly, it gets very frustrating for a homeowner. You think something, it isn't that we're afraid of change, it's just that you scope out the area and you assume that the zoning is one way, and then you're blindsided because it's changed and all of a sudden we're going to put an amusement park in here, we're going to do this, or we're going to do that on land that is zoned residential. And so it gets to be very frustrating. And as many of these people said, they have to keep coming back here over and over and over again for basically the same issue. And it's kind of like, we elected you, you're our representatives, and I get the feeling half the time that you don't really represent us. I'm not sure who you represent or who you're working for, but many of the years I've lived here, I feel it's not me. It's not the taxpayer. It's big business or it's somebody else. So as the other woman said, I really wish you would think about us, the taxpayers. And as the woman said about property values going down, they do. I mean, they really do, and that affects us a lot. So just something to think about. Think about all the people here that are affected when you make a decision.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Jim Redlayrich again. Some of the research I've done, I didn't get a chance to talk about in that 3 minutes, had to do with TIF. As I understand with a TIF program, the government it's a long-term effect in which we'll get our money back, maybe 30 up to 50 years. Many times, the governments don't get their money back, and it's a loss. And so we have to be very careful in how we're going to be expending our taxpayers' money, because it's going to be a long haul, and there's no guarantees. And we've had programs here that failed. I don't have to bring up the Fountains of Franklin. And I don't want to see that happen and then end up making properties that people depend upon that the government is going to hold true to their zoning and then change them. And they're going to lose their money and their properties. And it could not only happen at Stonehenge, it can happen to people that have lower middle class people, because we're all in the same boat. We have our most important investment in our lives is our home, and we have to protect that. And that's why we elected you as our representatives to do that, and we're imploring you to do that for us today. Thank you.
Name and address one more time, please. I didn't catch it, sir. I know you were up before, but I didn't hear it.
I'm sorry.
Your name one more time. You said it very quickly.
I'm sorry, I'm a little hard of hearing.
Name and address one more time. You said it, but it was very quick.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was trying to get everything in 3 minutes.
We'll give you a dispensation.
Okay. I like that.
It's 9901 West Rawson Avenue. It's the big white house on the hill next to the monastery. I've been there for 30 years. I was the first one who chanced it, who came in. And Dr. O'Malley, the father to Tom and John, said, if you build that house there, I have an envision that we're going to have something like we have right now. And I took a chance. My wife didn't want to come here. I said, give us 2 years, because there's nothing but farm, and it was going to be hard. But I raised 5 children over there in a wonderful community. And I would like to see that for others.
And what was your name one more time?
My name is James Rydlevich, Rydlewicz. I have an office now on 74th and Rawson.
I used to fish there before your house was there.
I went ice skating there when I was 10 years old with my wife's cousin.
I probably was there with you.
Okay.
I saw you there.
I had the kids sledding, and I had property in Brookfield. And I was at that time very busy. I was putting 12 hours in an emergency hospital or emergency room at St. Luke's. And I was on that property. I was thinking, it takes 40 minutes to get out to Brookfield. In 20 years, I'm going to have 2 years.
This is important. This is fishing stuff.
Yeah.
And I could have 2 years on a road. And this is one of the reasons.
Hey, you got a bunch of fishermen. What am I going to say?
And that's one of the reasons I came out here. And that was the best thing I ever did. I want the same for these people, too.
Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.
Mr. City Attorney.
Doctor, just in terms of stories and small world, was your father a battalion fire chief in Milwaukee?
My whole family's in firefighting. My dad was a battalion chief, almost the chief of Milwaukee.
My father, Harry, drove together for many years.
Okay.
And I thought I would bring that up because Alderman Mayer is the fire chief in Cunningham.
I'm also on the Historical Society for the Milwaukee Fire Department.
I thought you looked familiar. I think I've seen you.
We're losing control here. Doctor, thank you very much. Before we go back to you, Doctor did mention a couple of things that are not correct. The TIF district does not extend 50 years. The maximum, depending on what it is 27. That could be extended another 3, depending on the type of TIF district. So it's 20, 25, or 27 years, not 50. And again, we don't have a proposal in front of us, so any assumptions about the city doing any financing would be incorrect at this time. So let's all just remember, we don't have anything in front of us. Now.
Okay, speaking, I think it's Judy that came up a couple times.
Talk to us.
Yeah, but to speak to what she had said, who are you representing? It was amazing after the meeting that we had last week, Wednesday, how many people were so disillusioned by this that they're not even here today to talk to you, because they were talking about having a friend on the Common Council for Zimmerman and how that person was going to vote in favor of his friend. and how some of the people that are not even from this country were talking about how people were going to get paid off. And they were so disillusioned. And I just want you to know, these
are
the kind of...
Pretty offended
I'm going to ask you to sit down if you continue and sing with
me. But I'm saying, we know that's not true. I'm not saying that's true, but... What I'm saying is, when people are questioning who you're representing, just please understand that what we're saying here, we want you to truly hear, and we want to make sure that these people who are so disillusioned for some reason, that they don't, you know, I guess anticipate that they can count on you guys to make the right decision. So, and I'm not accusing you guys of anything because I didn't believe what they were saying or anything, but I want them to know that in the United States, we can trust that we can voice our opinion and our representatives will help us. That's all I'm saying. And she's, so, just so you know.
Could you please provide your name and address,
ma'am,
for your second?
Lisa Plewa, Plewa, 7259 South Cambridge Drive.
Okay. Anybody else?
John Chaskis.
Come to. Stand in line.
8625 Hawthorne Lane. Just like to reinforce that I am opposed. We built our home 45 years ago in that beautiful neighborhood. It's called a garden neighborhood. If you've ever driven through it, maybe you haven't. But I just want you to know that I agree with everything that he said about the opposing. And as far as the TIF district is concerned, to my knowledge, the gentleman, Mr. Zimmerman, cashed in some of his businesses to the tune of $130 million. And I think he can afford to do his own thing.
Thank you.
So, my name is Jim Getz. I'm actually from Champaign, Illinois. I am from Champaign. The reason why I am here is because... I'm a coffee shop franchisee. I have two little children. I have two coffee shops. I live and breathe in the communities that I have. I've always liked Wisconsin. I was born in Wisconsin, so I'm born a Packer backer kind of guy.
Mr. Getz, please talk to us.
I apologize. What I'm trying to get to the point of is that it was the information that was on the city webpage and information I did have in regards to this rock complex that brought me here in front of you guys right now. I wanted to hear what the people had to say, it's part of the great things about this country. I do like the fact that people do get to provide their inputs, and I've valued it. But I just wanted to let you know that this initiative does even reach down to Champaign, Illinois, with business people who do want to come up and relocate up here and also offer businesses to this area.
I'll be happy to talk to you later if you'd like. Anyone else?
David Simonson, 7485 Hill Valley Court, Greendale. I would like to extend an invitation to you board members to come to my house next spring. This same invitation was extended to the Greendale Board, of which all but two came to view the lights. The lights that we deal with now are going to be a fraction of what this proposal will present. Please, if you do not understand what light pollution is, come visit me. The only buffer between my property and the rock is 76th Street. There were no berms tall enough, no trees tall enough. Even sequoias could not block the lights that come into my yard. Please call me, come on over, and you'll understand what we're dealing with. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Carmen Starkey, 7130 South Cambridge Drive. My backyard does directly abut up against this proposal that Mr. Zimmerman has put forward here. And as far as across the street at the Rock, I hear the games. I can hear the music. I can sit in my yard. It's not it's louder than what you hear for the highway noise, but it's definitely not peaceful. That's not what I signed up for, not by any means. I am one of the first in the first part of the subdivision of Stonehenge, and I too had gone to the city to find out what was happening in that land behind me, and it was not zoned for anything but residential. So now I sit here and I wonder what the heck's going to happen in my backyard. Am I going to have apartment buildings? And how is that going to impact my school taxes when they do bring in more children into an area where you're going to get better apartments?
Thank you. Anyone else?
Good evening. My name is Bill Murrow. Last name is Meerow, 8570 West Hawthorne Lane. And I'd first like to thank everybody for speaking up tonight. I echo all of the concerns with this development. And one of the concerns I have with it is, well, first off, I do have some personal concerns. I think our home, before we moved in, was one of the homes that had an explosion in the basement. So there is that concern in the back of my mind with two young boys. But beyond that, you know, Mr. Zimmerman, you know, speaks about doing what's best for Franklin. And what I feel like with this free proposal is that he's really trying to leverage Franklin. So he's taking things that might be of interest, like restaurants and retail, and showing that as the shiny object to get us all excited to then really find a way for him to develop what he's most interested in. And I can't accuse him of that, I guess, but that's just the feel I get, is that if the stadium can't live on its own, let's find as many other things that Franklin would support so that this can happen. And I'm supportive of the idea of the stadium. I, like I said, two young boys that I think would really enjoy it. I may enjoy it myself, but I don't think that area is the right one for it, which is what, you know, many of these folks have expressed tonight. So thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Excuse me. Sorry about my voice again. Renee Baudot. That's Beaudot, 7271 Hyacinth Court in Greendale. Just to speak of what's going on at the present, I would just like to put to the board, I read through the very thick contract between Milwaukee County, Franklin, and Greendale over the summer, and on page 16, it stipulates that lights should be out, sound should be off by 10:30 p.m., and I'm not really sure how Mr. Zimmerman is getting away with having shows going till midnight. The Hill has eyes going till midnight 4 or 5 days a week. I don't know how that's happening and why that county contract is not being enforced. So I would just like to bring that up as a very large concern that I have. Even with storm windows closed, we can hear this noise inside my house. And I'm not even right across the street from it. I'm in the middle of the H section. We can still hear it, perhaps. It's because we have the original windows in my home. We can't afford to replace them right now. But my little boys have a hard time getting to sleep at night and on school nights when the Hill Has Eyes is going on. So I really just want to bring that up as a concern. This should not be happening. Lights need to be off. Sound needs to be off at 10:30 at night. It needs to be enforced, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Dale?
Dale Kerner, 8630 West Hawthorne Lane, Franklin. What's this going to bring to us? Is it going to lower our taxes? No. Is it going to bring us a better quality of life? I don't think so. I see more crime. Zimmerman's attitude was, you know, if I don't put this stadium up, you'll even be screwed more, he says, because I'm going to put these baseball diamonds back there. It'll have even more light. I concur with the people with the noise. How do we stop this? If there's an ordinance that says 10:30 at night and Franklin doesn't want to enforce it, do we call the sheriff's department up and we just flood them with the things, you know? You know, I could see it, you know, with the 4th of July when you have it over here and, you know, there's a noise. It's 3 days out of the year. But for these people that put up with this noise all the time and he gets away with it and it can't be stopped, he wants to be a good neighbor. You know, he says, yeah, I live in that subdivision. Well, yeah, if his property goes down a couple hundred thousand, it doesn't hurt him. He's got the money, but the rest of us, it would hurt. And Franklin is a nice community. We want to keep it that way. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone else?
Basil Ryan, 5250 West South County Line Road. Also, I own a property in the area. I used to have interest in the old Blockbuster building, as many of you know, so I can speak both for economically. We didn't make a lot of money when we sold that property, but my frustration is being an ex-alderman. Don and I sat on the other side of the fence many a times. But my frustration is I haven't really weighed in because, as you said, there's no proposal. But many of these people sitting in the audience, I know, and they're my friends. But what frustrates me is that I've sat in the audience on other topics, and some of these young ladies have come before you complaining about problems with light and noise. Now, when we had the rampage, the city attorney can tell you, we sent out a squad with a device for testing for the lights, for the sounds, and all that. But what's frustrating is this council hasn't taken any action on these people's complaints. Time after time after time, they come here and complain. And nobody simply said, why don't we take care of it? Let's see if there is a problem. And that's a frustration that these people are coming forward. They're saying, you have a proposal. They have concerns. And you say, well, we don't have a proposal, so don't worry about it. But yet there's people that are here that are saying, look, why don't you deal with this? This is a Franklin problem. Can't you send someone out to see if their complaints are legit? If they're not, then let them know. And that's where all of this, when we talk about rumors, that's where all of this starts from. When someone brings something to this common council and the mayor, and nobody does anything, and they look the other way. Every one of you will say, I'm not looking the other way. But again, you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything to investigate the problem. You're not even determining whether there is a problem or not. These people made an investment in this city years ago. That land was zoned residential. We turned down a Target that was supposed to go in there, a Kohl's that was supposed to go in there. And yet, if you look at economics, their homes generate more of a tax base than a business would. Now, let's look at the county complex. We don't get any tax dollars from that. The only money we get is a proposal that that Mr. Taylor put together with the Zimmerman Group to pay taxes. If they put that large complex on that landfill because it's county-owned, we won't generate a penny. But guess what? Our police department's going to grow. Our fire department's going to grow. Our DPW's going to grow. We are supplementing that. We've become a silent partner, and nobody is dealing with that. So anytime someone has a proposal, I think the Common Council should be looking at these areas when they come up to protect the investment that we have. Because if we go backwards, we're not coming ahead. And I know, Dan, you and I, earlier lives, we spent many times going to those homes with those fires in their basement from the methane. So you and I firsthand.
Basil, 3 minutes up. Thank you.
Well, I will finish this.
Well, make it quick, because everybody else sat down after 3 minutes.
Okay. My comment again would be is that, please, just listen to the residents. They were promised something. All they want to do is have you make the same promises and uphold the promises and the commitments. They made commitments.
They're paying
mortgages. That's all they want.
Thank you, Bill. By the way, what Mr. Ryan said is absolutely factually incorrect.
Right.
Every time we received a noise complaint at the police department, Franklin squads report. No, Basil, sit down.
If you've been
sit down, Basil.
Why do these people keep coming?
You're out of order. Every time we received a complaint, Franklin squads responded. They responded with noise measurement devices and determined. And determined that they met or were underneath Franklin noise ordinances. Not Greendale's, Franklin. Therefore, there was nothing we could do. We renegotiated a contract with an agreement with Mr. Zimmerman relative to the music events. Turned off, done at 10:30. And that was enforced. As a matter of fact, the very weekend that we renegotiated that, we received a complaint at 10:31. This is all documented, by the way. This isn't makeup and play to the crowds. 10:31, Mr. Zimmerman received a ticket for that event. So, appreciate the comments. We appreciate factual comments even more. So, anyone else wish to speak?
What was the, you said you got a ticket, what was the fine?
I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
If this person
let's all treat each other with respect. This gentleman's got the microphone.
Scott Catarozzoli, CATAROZZOLI, 7251 South Stonehenge Drive. And with respect to you, Mayor, I walk out my front door on a Saturday night, and I love music. He had music playing till midnight, every Saturday night. You told me 10:30.
No.
Okay, hold on.
This was two-thirds of the way through the season.
But it was midnight.
Right.
So then we okayed midnight?
At that time, it was midnight, yeah.
Okay, well, you got to be clear. You wanted to be clear. That wasn't clear for me.
Okay.
Because I hear it every time. I didn't complain. I thought, okay, they're having fun. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. I apologize if I wasn't clear. There was an agreement that said midnight.
Second time up. Some people had. First of all, I don't understand the dispute. I never alleged that there was a violation. I just said if these people are making complaints, why they aren't being enforced. So when you say factual, that I was incorrect, I have to say a statement first that's false before you can do it. I just suggested that the council investigate the complaints. Thank you for shedding the information, as someone said. If you know that information and it was two-thirds, then we applaud you for doing it. But don't start out with this harshness. Obviously, you and I don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but if you're going to call me factual or say I said something incorrect, please tell me what it is. But if I'm just picking up the cause of someone else and asking that we be able to send people to investigate and you respond, then that's setting the record straight. I didn't have the qualms. These people did. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Seeing?
Sir.
Please use the microphone.
Yes, sir.
And you don't need to call me sir.
Matt Sobosinski, 8750 West Hawthorne Court. Where can I see a list of these changes that were made for the times for Mr. Zimmerman, like you said, the 10:30 to the midnight, because it's always changing. Someone made that comment earlier, but Mr. Zimmerman's original proposal changed. They're going to change again. He's not going to stand for this long term, but where can I see that stuff so that I can be aware to come and voice my concern when you guys have to make these decisions again?
Yeah, it's in the record. It's in the minutes. We'll get it for you. I don't expect you to do anything, but it's in the minutes of the license committee.
Okay.
But we'll get it for you.
Where should I be looking to know when this is going to come up so I can be here? Do I just have to keep following the minutes?
You can read the minutes online, or
how do I know beforehand so I can come and voice my opinion before you guys make your vote?
Yeah, you're welcome to come anytime.
I just have to show up here?
Any one of our common council meetings, you're welcome to stand up and speak your piece.
When does that agenda come
out? Agendas are always online. They come out Friday. Well, we try to get them out at noon on Friday and post them online. But if there's something of interest to your neighbors, I know Alderman Mayer will help you out, and so will I as much as I can.
Please, I mean, if we're all, I mean, we are here. We all heard 10:30, and then it got changed to midnight.
No. It was midnight, but it got changed to 10:30.
Got changed to 10:30.
Right.
Well, I'm still hearing noise past midnight, boys.
Well,
thank you.
We need to know, because how do we enforce it if we don't know?
Understood.
Okay. Chad Servanansky, 8530 West Hawthorne Lane. As far as tonight's meeting goes, I understand that a lot of people, I don't know if anybody even received anything in the mail about tonight's meeting. How come nothing was ever mailed out? I'm just curious.
And you wouldn't, because it's a concept review, which is typically done just with the Common Council. It's the initial presentation of a concept so that the developer can get a feel of whether it's worth moving forward or not. It's not a public hearing. It's not statutorily required. It's actually designed for the Common Council to give feedback to a developer before they submit a final plan. So you would not have received anything by mail officially from the city.
Unless it's under the rezoning.
Right. Yeah, and it's only under rezoning that you'd get notices. Yes, sir.
Mark Rose, 8735 West Meadow Lane. You said they got a fine for being noisy. Is the fine significant enough to cause anything, or is it just chump change? You know, like can we find that out? $100 fine, you know, might be worth suffering through it, or not even suffering through it if he's that well-to-do and trying to put this project together. Why can't there be a fine that'll make him stop and think that it has some effect? You know, it's like fining these football players $10,000 for a cheap hit when they're making $10 million a year. It's chump change.
Problem is you raise the fee, you raise the fine, it's your fine too if you get caught. So, you know.
Yeah.
And how much is enough? Who knows, right? So anyone else wishing to speak? Ms. Mills, we've got business tonight, if you wouldn't mind. Anyone else? Anyone else? I'll close the citizens' comment period. Thank you very much. Between all the aldermen and the city and the developer, we'll keep you informed. Thank you. You want to take a break or go on?
Let's get it done.
You're done. I think we have a nice proposal, but I'll make a motion to just to do the what Mark worked on. Get out of here.
Oh, well, let me.
That's fine, but that's what I'm going to do. So we'll just
right.
Oh, hey.
Thank you.
I'm just moving.
Can we?
Did a good job. Especially when you gamble down a little bit. I like that. That was good stuff.
You know I'm
I know, but... I'm
okay, also. let's do this.
It's good. It's good.
We'll move on to item C1, a status report relating to Buxton & Company and retail recruitment efforts. In the package, you have some documents and a proposal. Alderman Taylor.
Well, I was going to... Because we don't really have a motion in our packet, I was going to... Which means, wait a minute.
No questions.
Yeah.
What are you leaking? All right, Alderman Taylor.
Okay, thank you, Your Honor. We had a memo from Mr. Liberta last on Friday regarding what he had kind of worked out with Buxton that extended. I'll let Mark, I guess, if you want to just give it a quick breakdown.
Mr. Liberta.
I make a motion that basically summarizes that and lets it move forward, that cost him being around with $17,500 for the next 6 months. Is that my understanding, Mark?
Yes. We could have a six-month, basically it's an extension of year one. We pay the $17,500 of approximately a third of the cost. That would give us 6 months for the new economic development director to continue to work with the existing 20 names and try and see how that works out, which was part of planning's concern. That would also let him fully have time to learn the data, learn how it works, what he can do with it. And then at that period, 30 days before, so it would be sometime during an April meeting, we would give them notice whether or not we want to
that door
extend
needs
it.
Hold on. Sir, could you open the door? It needs to stay
at
open.
That point, we would pay the remaining $32,500, and then we would get the second set of 20 names, but we would still get a full year at that point to work with those second names.
So my motion would be to move forward with a six-year contract for
$17,500.
Six months. Did I say six months? 6 months.
I guess what six I would months. Suggest is it would likely be a motion to offer
be pretty cheap deal.
Mayor and clerk to execute a contract amendment extending the contract consistent with the memo provided by Mr. Liberta dated Friday, October 23rd, with terms as approved by the city attorney so that he can make sure that...
That's my motion.
I'll second that.
Discussion of that motion?
There was
Alderman Wilhelm?
Do I want to put the cost in there?
I did, $17,500.
Okay. Well,
I just had the year wrong. That was a good deal. 6 years for $17,500.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Not sure if they'd accept it, but
I say it.
Other discussion? Seeing none, all those. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned.